Hello. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope everyone is having an amazing day, an amazing night. Whenever you hear this, it is Monday, though, right now, as I speak to y'all. Today, I just want to speak about relationships that get taken too seriously and they turn romantic and then they mess up something that could have been. Hello. Listen, this is my life. This has been my life. So I'm telling you off experience the situation, right? All right. So, in every relationship, right, there is a significance to every single relationship, even if it lasts a three-day relationship. Again, I'm not talking about regular romantic relationships. I'm talking about an everyday thing that happens. You build relationships every single day with different people, with different folks for different reasons. Now, where we mess up, or where a lot of people mess up, and a lot of people do this, is when we meet someone that is up to par with our attraction, or is up to par with what we're doing, or is up to par with their wallet, and we love it, that is up to par with their goals. We think, hey, this person can be an asset for me. It's a girl. It's a man. Let me date them. Now, I'm not saying everybody goes upon this like this, but I'm telling you right now that there are a lot of relationships that turn romantic that are ruined by the fact that the person just doesn't know the difference between business relationship, emotional relationship, romantic relationship, friendly relationship, sister relationship, cousin relationships. You would think people know this, but in fact, people forget that everything doesn't have to be romantic. That if you're in a relationship, that if you're going out on a business meeting, that you're going out on a dinner, or you're going out on something, it doesn't always have to be romantic. Hey, I pay for myself, you pay for you, and now this is it. Doesn't have to be a date. You don't have to put that emotional attachment to it as a date, romantic wise. A lot of people mess up and think, hey, I have this feeling in me, I like them, I feel them, they're cute, it's for me, let's get it. Let me try to get a kiss, and boom, fuck up. You fuck up something that could have been a business trip, a business casual, a business experience, a business opportunity. You fuck it up because you think, hey, let me put my tongue down her throat and get it popping. No, this is why, right? Let's say, but as women, we have to be clear. As men, we have to be clear. As a woman, I can only speak from a woman's experience and a woman's side. And I mean, I can speak for men because I've been in predicaments where I have to help my brothers with something, or I have to help my my guy friends with something in that matter where I can relate to the men. But I'm talking for women right now. As women, we are responsible to set a gate up for these men. Set it up in the way where it's like, okay, this is not relationship romantically that I want to do. I just, you know, think you're an amazing guy. I think we could become amazing friends. And then, you know, if there's a spark there, we see what we do in the future. But always remember to be on the same page. If you're not on the romantic page with him or her, please let it be known, because you don't want to waste anyone's time or anyone's, you know, what they think is gonna happen. You have to right there land it and let them get used to that view right there, that vision, that predicament, that relationship. Let them get used to that. Don't be sending mixed signals, because these people benefit you. So if they give you, I don't know, money for some odd reason, if they do something for you, if they take you somewhere, don't give romantic signs, because then they're gonna think, hey, this girl, you know, I've done so much for her and she's not in a relationship with me, I'm gonna stop. As a friend, whatever you start, make sure that you finish, that you keep consistent, or that you set new standards for you and that person, or you as a friend, as a person, as whoever. Nobody deserves to be confused about the relationship in their life. Not romantic. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying no one should be confused about who you are and what position you play in their life. Everyone should know exactly why they're in this person's life. I'm here to be a friend. I'm here because I enjoy your company. I'm here because we talk about the same things. I'm here because we're interested in the same thing. I'm here because we have the same career and maybe you could help me. I could help you, be an asset, whatever. Don't always think that everything is relationship. Don't ruin it like that. There is always an awesome connection with people meant to be in your life, and then we take it as romantic, and then we ruin it, and then it's not the same relationship. Like, you don't really want to hang out with me, I don't really want to talk to you. It's because of that. It's because you ruined my expectations, and it's my fault that my expectations were up there. Do you understand what I'm saying? So as a person, instead of going to people and being romantic all the time and being a freaky thong and being a horny man, horny woman, make sure that you kind of like analyze where the relationship is going. What kind of relationship is this? From the get, people could be like, oh, you're my side chick, and girls are like, yes. And then girls could be like, oh, you're my sugar daddy, and dudes are like, yes. And that is healthy. You know why? Because they know why they're there. Okay, don't be that side chick thinking you the main chick, and then you not doing main chick shit, and then you're like, hey, yo, I don't want to be in this relationship. And he's like, what relationship? You was the side chick, not the main chick. We was never in. And then boom, you're fucked. Let's not be confused about these situations. We have to do what we can for each other as best as we can, so there's no confusion allowed. Now, if you have some, maybe you've been hearing rumors, or if you have some allegations or something, or that's not the right word. If you have some, let's say you have a clue that someone's into you, or someone's feeling you, or you're getting this different romantic feeling from them, make sure you ask, but not in a weird way where you ruin the relationship. Hey, I just wanted, you know, as a friend, because we cool as shit, like, I feel like we should communicate about this feeling I've been having. And, you know, if you want, if you're the one that starts liking your friend, share that. If your friend starts liking you and you feel it, share that. Because only you know your friend. Your friend knows you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you know what it is off the rip, especially if they're your friends. So from the start, you guys should know what it is. Do not ruin romantic relationships. I mean, do not ruin regular relationships thinking that everything is romantic. What if I wanted to be your friend and you made me laugh and you made me fucking laugh so hard and now I can't even sparkle because you were trying to get, you know, you was trying to get it in where you fit in because you was lonely. You feel me? Not everything has to be romantic, people. Please understand that you can ruin something so great. You can ruin the benefit of receiving money. You can lose a friend that once helped you with so much by trying to stick your dick in them or trying to sit on it. You know what I mean? Please. Identify what the relationship is. See why they're in your life. See what's the benefit. See what you gain and what you can give in the relationship, and go from there. Don't freaking make it romantic, Cindy. Not off the rip, at least. Like, if you know, there's just certain things you do to know that this is gonna be, like, if you're going to a dating thing or are you in a dating app, and that's pretty clear. You ain't looking for friends. You looking for a, you know what I mean? So, with that being said, don't turn everything romantic. You're ruining situations, you're ruining opportunities, and you're ruining your freaking emotional health. You keep thinking that love isn't for you, but you keep hitting the wrong people up about being in love. All right, y'all, I hope y'all took something from that. Please don't make everything romantic, because you could ruin a really awesome ass relationship. Like, it had just been super awesome. And if you tried with this person to be in a relationship, and they came around, it seems like, and you're like, oh, it's meant to be. They're meant to be in a relationship with me. This is it. This is my opportunity. Hello. They came back because it is not that you need to be together. It is because maybe God is giving you another chance to make the relationship of whatever relationship that was not romantic right. So if you tried romance in the first chance, cut it. If you do business, see how that goes, because I promise you it was business and not pleasure. Alrighty, I love you guys so very much. God bless y'all, and thank you so much for hearing. Follow me on Ruby Stones, that's my personal page, and follow me on my lifestyle page, that's Your Life Solution. We got some good stuff. Shop Your Life Solution. Bye.